The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
It's XM Channel 80. What's up, nerds? What a scene last night at Madison Square Garden. I live, I don't know, a couple miles south of the Garden. And oh, on TV, did that look like a scene. I'm not going to no Madison Square Garden as long as Charles Oakley is getting the same treatment that a fan who spits on an opposing player gets. Think about that for a second. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, The Max Kellerman Show, is presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Game one, Trae Young walked out and said, it got quiet in here. It did not get quiet tonight.
It's tied 1-1. We here in the building in New York City. It was electric. Make no mistake about it. Something special.
Look, keep it a buck, as the kids say. See that mob outside Madison Square Garden? It looked like VE Day or VJ Day. It looked like we just won the war. Remember Trae Young said of Times Square? It's not Times Square. It's almost Times Square. Right there. I mean, people were celebrating. It was one playoff win, a come-from-behind playoff win in the first round against a lower-seeded team, and the Knicks were at home. And they kind of got lucky that Atlanta just went like Bogdanovich couldn't throw it in the ocean last night. Knicks fans are going nuts. But let me tell you something. There was a fan who spat on Trae Young, and the league came down on him, and the Knicks said he's banned from the Garden and all that, and that's good. That's right. That's what should happen, at least. He should be prosecuted. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. This is why I'm not a Knicks fan. Charles Oakley, the heart and soul of the Knicks, when they were a perennial powerhouse with Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley, Oakley was the heart and soul of that team. Oakley didn't spit on anybody. All Charles Oakley did was like not like James Dolan, the owner. And Oakley is getting the same treatment as a dude who spat on an opposing player. But go ahead, root for a Jim Dolan team, everybody. The Garden was rocking. Look, I have something to tell Lakers fans about tonight's game at Staples Center. But first, I want you to listen to Stephen A. Smith. He was on Scott Van Pelt last night. He was on SVP. Listen to Stephen A. Smith. He would not shut up about this on First Take today. It's so obnoxious. But listen to Stephen A. Smith.
The bottom line is that there's a lot of first, considering what the New York Knicks fans have been through, and obviously I'm a testament to that. For once in a long, long time, you sit up there and you don't speak about James Dolan, the owner, in negative terms. You're proud of who the president of basketball operations is. You're proud of who the head coach, which is Tom Thibodeau, and what he's doing. You're proud of the staff that they've assembled, not just in terms of management, but also the coaching staff. And then you look at a roster that's workmanlike. Derrick Rose has been around for a long time. He's been through a lot, but look at how spectacular he's playing. Julius Randle accepted the most improved player award tonight. And the Garden, when you talk about COVID-19 and the ravaging effect that it's had on our society as a whole, to pack over 16,000 in the building tonight, to see this love affair, to see the euphoria, the adulation that was thrown in all directions. I mean, I'm telling you right now, it's been a long, long, long time since Knicks fans have felt like this. The series is tied 1-1. You go down to the ACL, I'm here to tell you right now, the State Farm Arena, not the Phillips Arena, the State Farm Arena.
Stephen A., that's enough. But I want L.A. to listen very closely. See how excited Stephen A. is? How irrational? That's how Knicks fans are right now. And I want you to listen very closely, Lakers fans. That was the first home playoff game for the Knicks in 8 years. Okay? Sorry, playoff win in 8 years. And that's how New York reacted. One win when the road team, the lower-seeded team, already split at Madison Square Garden with them, which is all you want to do as the lower-seeded road team. So a come-from-behind win where the other team gets cold, where they've already split at the Garden, and New York was acting like the Knicks did something. But listen to me, Los Angeles. You got tickets to the game tonight at Staples? Just like that's the first playoff win for the Knicks in 8 years, this is the first home game at Staples for the Lakers in the playoffs in 8 years. LeBron James got hurt before AD got there. Last year, it was the bubble. And before that, it had been 6 years. So add it up. First time in 8 years, just like the Knicks. Now, L.A. fans, Lakers fans, I'm not talking to people with those upper bowl tickets. I'm not talking to you because you guys represent. And let me tell you something. I grew up in the nosebleeds in Madison Square Garden rooting for the Knicks, and I've never sat in the upper bowl at Staples because by the time I became a Lakers fan, I was rich. Now, listen, I didn't have to sit in the upper bowl, but I used to notice this, you know, Madison Square Garden, that whole arena is rocking. Staples Center, lower bowl, the rich Hollywood set. You show up late. You leave early. You look uninterested. Your heads are in your phones and your devices. You're not paying attention. Not good. And let me tell you why. You know why the Knicks got good all of a sudden? There was pressure. For the first time in the history of the NBA, the Knicks were not running unopposed in New York. The Nets, who had been in the ABA when they were on Long Island, once they came into the NBA, were in Jersey the whole time. Then they came to Brooklyn. Oh, now the Knicks are like, whoa, we better. Dolan's like, we're not running unopposed anymore. Nothing like competition to make you better, right? Lakers fans, listen to me. Do you know what makes L.A. a city instead of a bunch of strip malls and non-connected suburbs and stuff? Because there's very little public transportation really to speak of in L.A. like compared to New York. And L.A. is very diverse, as New York is, but New York is not as, it's become more, but traditionally has not been as economically segregated like L.A. The one place, even L.A. is weird. Like, you go to the park, you take your kid to the park, and it's very diverse. You see, you know, Middle Eastern and Asian and Persian and Jewish and black and white. And you see everybody there, old and young. But a lot of times they're in their own separate groups as opposed to New York, where everyone's kind of integrated. At least that's how it was when I was growing up in the city. And I got to tell you something. What makes L.A. a city is the Lakers. That is where everyone from all walks of life, races, creeds, and colors, genders, and ages all descend upon Staples Center and pull in the same direction for the Lakers. The Lakers are what makes Los Angeles a city. Now listen to me. Lower Bowl Laker fans, the Hollywood set, the league is watching. You know what they're watching? Oh, the Knicks have a healthy culture. And they got New York City. They're selling New York City. That's a big sell. It's the biggest market, really, in the world. For so many years, the Lakers ran unopposed for top free agents and guys who wanted to insist upon trades. In fact, a news story came out recently that LeBron wanted the Knicks and his wife wanted the Lakers, wanted L.A. LeBron wanted New York. His wife wanted L.A. I'm just saying, if the Knicks have a really healthy culture and a young, scrappy, exciting team, and people believe in them in the league, stars believe in them, they're watching. The eyes of the league are on how the Knicks fans just represented. And Lakers fans, it's not like it used to be. Ah, don't worry about it. When Devin Booker gets to be a free agent, he's coming for sure. You sure he's not going to New York? Now, again, Upper Bowl fans, I got you. I see you. When I'm at Staples, I see you. But I used to look around Staples because, you know, a lot of times I didn't want the press pass when I was in L.A. because I wanted to root for the Lakers. So I'd buy a ticket. And I'd sit, not courtside, because then, you know, if you have to scratch something, pick your nose or something, you're on camera. I like sitting about, you know, third row, center court, third row. Third to fifth row, I get a little cover. Got to adjust something. But I used to look around and be like, what are y'all doing? You're not even interested in the game. It cannot be that way. The Knicks hadn't won a playoff game in 8 years. The Lakers haven't played at Staples in the playoffs in 8 years. It's the same thing. The Knicks fans, New York went bananas for a win against the lower-seeded Hawks. Lakers fans, It's a knotted up series. Chris Paul's hurt. I mean, he'll play, but his shoulder's banged up. You're the defending champs. Listen, I'm putting it on the Lakers fans who don't sit in the lower bowl. You get on those lower bowl fans if you see him coming in late, leaving early, not paying attention. Staples better be rocking tonight. And by the way, the Suns aren't playing games. I like the Lakers in this series all the way now that Chris Paul is not 100%. I like the Lakers anyway, originally, in a real tough seven-game series. Now with Chris Paul hurt, I'm going to say they'll gut out one win and the Lakers will win in six. But the Suns ain't playing games, L.A. And Sarver, just like Dolan's a terrible owner, Sarver's a terrible owner. But look at the Suns now. They have a bright future. They have a real good team. And most of the important pieces are young and ascending. Don't play games, Lakers fans. Look who's on the Goodyear hotline. If it isn't Mr. Carry On himself. Kendrick Perkins, ESPN NBA analyst superstar. Perk!
What's up, man?
What's going on, Perk? See, you didn't know when you were playing and you were like a good role player, right? You had no idea you were going to wind up in the media as a superstar, did you? You're bigger in the media than you were as a player. Why don't you admit it?
I'm an NBA champion as a player, so I got some hardware to back it up.
I'm sorry, Perk. You are better in the media than you were on the basketball court. Admit it. Yes or
Max,
no? Where were you better?
Hey, Max, listen, I'm about to hang up the phone. I will not tolerate the insults today. Okay?
That's not an insult. What, did you play football? You got CTE or something? That's not an insult. That's a compliment of you as a media star. All right, listen. Boy, you can't even compliment Perk. He takes it as an insult. That's grouchy. That's cranky. All right, look, Perk, I'm talking to Lakers fans today, and this is what I say. I want you to weigh in on this. The Knicks went bananas like we just won the war. They won a single home playoff game against a team that got cold shooting the ball in the second half, and that team still got a split against the Knicks, right? And New York went bananas. The Lakers are in a position to beat the higher-seeded Suns, but Perk, my point to L.A. is New York's got a healthy culture now. Stars around the league are going to look at the Knicks. Maybe I want to get traded there. Maybe I'll sign there. I'm talking to Lakers fans. Don't show up late and leave early and act like you're not interested, like you're bored. It's the first home playoff game in 8 years. You better show the league something. To that, you say what?
No, I say you're right. I say, look, I get it. The Knicks fans, you people, one could say that they overdoing it, but to me, I love every bit of it. And if I'm a free agent, I'm watching it. Mm-hmm. The energy in that Knicks arena in the Garden, man, that was such a beautiful look. I was getting goosebumps laying in my bed while I was twinkling my toes. Okay, watching the game. I'm just saying, because for the simple fact that, man, did you feel the energy in there? And look, it's just look, when you talk about L.A. bringing the stars out, guess what? When the New York Knicks are back to playing basketball like this, the stars are out. Spike Lee is out. 50 Cent is out. Whoever else, they are out. They are out at the Garden watching the Knicks game. And look, the Lakers is two organizations that are great for the game of basketball when it comes to the fan base. And to me, you talk about the Lakers and you talk about the Knicks. Now, I will say this, though. I believe in Staples Center tonight, it's going to be fired up in there. And I believe that the Lakers are going to smack the Suns tonight because the fans are going to have them fired up.
Right.
And we heard Anthony Davis say, hey, we cannot wait to get these fans back. I'm telling you, Max, the players miss the fans.
Now, that's interesting that the players miss the fans because it does something for them. I think the fans like to hear that they are contributing in some way. Perk, you know, at Madison Square Garden, and the reason I don't root for the Knicks for real is because Dolan threw Charles Oakley out of the Garden and basically had him arrested for nothing, for just not liking Dolan, right? And so until he apologizes to Oakley, I'll never root for that team unless he sells the team, right? But it occurs to me, Oakley got the same treatment as this fan last night who spat on Trae Young in the middle of a pandemic still, or coming out of a pandemic, spat on a player? Now, Perk, you were known as an enforcer, and you were born at the age of like 32. So you may have intimidated a lot of people when you play. But what's the worst fan interaction you ever had as a player?
Well, see, the thing is that I didn't have a lot of them. But see, I always had a comeback, Max. So, you know, I always put someone in the place. So I had one fan, right? And you could tell it was a season ticket holder. He probably got his tickets from his pops. He was sitting there with his girlfriend, and they invited, looks like he invited his friend and his girlfriend. And I just remember I was taking the ball out, and he just tried to shoot something out there slick, right, trying to show off and be funny, trying to be funny in front of everybody and stuff like that because he's showing off in front of his company. And he was like, it was just basic, but he was like, Perkins, you suck. You really suck. Like, you know, and it just drove me crazy because it was a dead ball, and they was trying to figure out something with the shot clock. So I just turned around politely and said, hey, baby, how you doing, to his girlfriend? The ultimate disrespect. But I had to put him in his place. Since you want to show off, I'm going to show you how to
– Right, that's actually a clever – that's a clever way to deal with that. You know, Perk, I'm not into, like Stephen A. was saying, shame these people, the fans who do it. To me, I think we use shame too often, and I don't think it's productive, really. I don't like it. But what I do like is enforcing the law for people who break it brazenly. If you throw popcorn on someone, I know, well, it's popcorn. Still, you have no right to violate someone physically. I know popcorn doesn't hurt. That's not the point. If you were in the street and you threw popcorn on someone and they smacked your face, would they be wrong? But my point is, you don't even have to take it to the streets. There are laws dealing with that. You can't assault people with physical objects, even if the stuff doesn't hurt. It's a violation. And my point is, it's not just a matter of throwing them out of the arena. It's a matter of prosecution. I think that'll clear this stuff up real quick.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? Well, my son Stone, in his football league around Texas, because football is so huge, even at that age, you have a lot of parents and fans acting crazy. They have a rule that if you cause any type of controversy whatsoever, you are kicked out of the league forever. Your son could never play in the Texas Football Association League.
I would throw Stone out of that league anyway. I would just say, Stone, this is not fair.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Stone, it's not fair.
Yeah, I know. But, Max, you know what ended up happening?
Huh?
This past season?
What?
They didn't have one single incident in the league.
Like, I don't have a problem with riding players, snapping on them, yelling you suck, booing them. Even when people talk about flipping players off, like, to me, that's a gray area. I mean, I'm not that sensitive. I don't think people should be that sensitive, although it is family entertainment. But when you start spitting, throwing things, do you need to be told? Like, you buy a ticket, you don't enter an arena and exit civilization. You still, and by the way, a lot of those rules of civility are to stop retaliations against people who do this foolishness to people twice their size.
And you're right, because just think about this. Luckily for that fan, Russell Westbrook had security around him. Because if Russell Westbrook would have made it up there to that fan, it could have really turned out ugly for the fan who threw popcorn on him, trying to show off. And here's the thing, Max, here's the thing, right? See, that's the problem with fans. They watch you from a distance, whether it's at the game or at television, and then because they are so entertained by the game of basketball and that they're fans of the game, that they feel like they know you personally.
Yeah, you're a character in their imagination, yep.
Absolutely. And so what happened was is that because of Russell Westbrook's killer instinct, because the way he carries himself and play with a type of tenacity and how ferocious he is and how he don't have any friends when he's on the court, fans think, oh, this guy is just a jerk. So fans do things that are jerk-like, right? Things that a jerk would do, like throwing popcorn on a man when all he's doing is competing between the lines. Now, this is what people don't realize, and what frustrates me the most is the first thing that goes off in my mind when things like this happen is that I'm Russell Westbrook. I'm a man of my household. I have a wife named Nina Westbrook, and I have three beautiful kids that look up to me that are probably watching the game right now. And you're not – that's the golden rule for me, Max, as a man, period. Forget basketball. One thing you're not going to ever do and I'm not going to ever tolerate is getting disrespected in front of my family.
Yeah, and you know, okay. Something, Perk, is something that I know Stephen A. is going to respond to Kwame Brown tonight on Stephen A.'s World. I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say.
Yeah, I can't wait.
But one thing, I think Kwame has done too much along those lines, but I do understand when he says, I was criticized as a college kid. I was a kid, and grown people in the media were taking shots at me. That's why I don't like talking about college athletes that way. I understand what he says when people are like, they're running me down. I have a family. You know, it's like it can be humiliating. I get it. I mean, it's unavoidable that in the media we're going to say good players are good and bad players are bad, and sometimes we'll make fun of the bad players. But Kwame is reminding people, hey, we are human beings, you know, with families and people we don't want to be, you know, humiliated in front of. I understand what you're saying, Perk. I didn't even know you were a human being until you joined ESPN. I'm still not sure.
Whatever, Max. Max, you know what?
What's that?
You know what? I left off the air with you, and I love what you said about Ja Morant today.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you this. I was a little disappointed in you today, and I wanted to bring this up to you again.
All right.
Like, Max, now I know you.
Yeah.
You are so locked in on playoff basketball right now. I know you are.
Yeah.
You're watching the game
because
I know how you are. This is when it matters the most. So this is when Max Kellerman locked in.
Correct.
And you're locked in, and you're telling me you're watching this game, these games, and you sit up there and went against me today, you and Stephen A., and basically said, like the Memphis Grizzlies don't have a chance. And by the way, they were in that game in game two. A couple of mistakes here and there. Like, this is what, so do you think the Utah Jazz are going to shoot the ball like this all series?
I just think,
like
look, I want to be able to say goodbye so you don't complain that you get cut off by Raj and Brendan. But they're telling me we're already heavy. I'll just say this. I hear you, but I believe in Donovan Mitchell making the difference. We shall see. Big Perk, I always love it when you come on. When's the next time we have Perk on, Raj? Soon. Got to get him back soon. The great Kendrick Perkins. Thanks, Perk. On the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear more driven. So is Perk right? Are the Jazz the team to beat in the West? The football offseason's always wild. With all the trades, free agent signings, and new coaching hires, teams have to be excited for the coming season. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/max.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Franchise high, 19 made threes.
Donovan, pullback three over Brooks. Oh, Donovan!
Give credit to John, man. He had 50 damn near. And, you know, he's a hell of a player.
It's an honor, you know, to be able to do that. But we lost. So obviously, it wasn't enough.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also, check me out on the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. Lakers fans. Is the Jazz the team to beat in the West? Kendrick Perkins thinks maybe they can't even beat the Grizzlies. I'll tell you what. If Donovan Mitchell shows up like he did last night, Ja Morant lost his mind. Donovan Mitchell was almost as good for the time he was in the game. Man played like 26 minutes, scored 25 points, and his team won. First, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So I mentioned Ja Morant. He not only, like, Ja is, look, I said on First Take today, I'm not sure I'd take Jason Tatum going forward over Ja Morant. And Stephen A. pointed out, Tatum's 6'9", I think he's like 6'8", but, you know, and Ja's 6'3". And in the history of basketball, the best player in the game's never 6'3". Like, Steph has never actually been the best player in the game. Not Westbrook. Harden's more than 6'3". Not Iverson. You know, not Nash. Not, in fact, Isaiah, Stockton, Jason Kidd. Like, just stop me when you get to a dude who's 6'3" and is the best player in the game. And you can build a championship, like, dynasty around. Steph Curry, sort of. Steph got lucky to win the first one because LeBron's, you know, Kyrie and Kevin Love both got hurt, or else surely LeBron would have won, went six games anyway, with Dellavedova as his second best player, as I always say. The next year, Steph actually lost to LeBron. And then they got KD. So, like, yeah, KD was the best player on the team. But when has a 6'3" dude been the best player on a championship dynasty? The closest thing is Isaiah, Bad Boy Pistons. Before Jordan had help, after Bird had a bad back, right? Like, after Kareem retired, that was the closest thing you got. But Ja might be different. Ja attacks with the kind of aggressiveness of Russell Westbrook. He looks to make his teammates better. He had a behind-the-back dribble to the paint, dump off to, I think it was Dylan Brooks, play. That was it was a thing of beauty. And scored 47 points in 43 minutes. I was asked, like, what more can Ja Morant do to help his team win? I said, turn water into wine. Like, what else can this dude do? Walk on water? But when he's asked about it, Ja said, and this I love, by the way, because he plays kind of above the rim. He has those hops, like those above the rim players, but the aggressiveness of a Westbrook and court vision. As a prospect, when he was in college, the way I described him is he's kind of Russell Westbrook meets D'Angelo Russell. He has like the patience and kind of timing of a dude like D'Angelo Russell, who's not really that fast, twitchy guy, and the kind of court vision of a guy like that, but with the aggression of Westbrook. But you know what he said when he was asked about his 47-point and 43-minute performance? We lost. Obviously, it wasn't enough. He's 21 years old, Ja Morant. And Lakers fans, this is what I'm talking about. Normally, he's from the South. I think he's from Carolinas or something like that. Normally, Ja Morant, he's in his second year, so Lakers fans are right. All right, so he'll demand a trade out of there in four more years. That'd be, you know, heading into his seventh year. Lakers got to wait four more years till we grab Ja Morant, right? But just like with Devin Booker, he's from South Carolina, Brandon says, right. But just like Devin Booker, if the Knicks fans are going to show out like that and the culture's healthy at the Garden and all that, oh, there's competition now, Lakers fans. Tonight is the first home game in 8 years. Show up. Get there early, leave late, and if the Lakers win, I want to see a celebration at L.A. Live. Downtown L.A., a celebration! Ha-ha! And that was Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. YG in Kentucky.
What's going on, Max? I just wanted to chime in on the disgrace that we've seen last night in the NBA with the spitting on Trae Young and the popcorn on Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there's no room for that in the NBA or in any sport. And then I also... you remember a few years back with Toronto and Golden State with the guy that, you know, he got lucky that Kyle Lowry didn't punch him.
You're absolutely, like, here's a real simple rule for fans, all right? You can talk all kinds of wild stuff in an arena that you wouldn't normally say to someone on the street, like, you stink, and you're stronger than you stink. And you can do all kinds of, you could, like, cheat, you know, boo people and do all kinds of stuff you wouldn't do to someone on the street. But in terms of physically, how you behave, or what you're going to say about someone's family or something, just no one needs any special guidance there. Just behave as you would normally behave. This ain't that hard. Playoffs are on ESPN Radio, as you know. Tune in tonight as the Heat host the Bucks. Boy, they better get one. They better get one. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. L.A., I've been saying it. You have a chance to do something tonight you haven't done in 8 years. 888-SAY-ESPN. Going to get to the calls. By the way, you see that Sixers defense last night? Oh, my goodness. I've been trying to tell everyone about Matisse Thybulle. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Also check me out on the ESPN app and Sirius XM channel 80. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Lakers will host their first home playoff game in 8 years versus the Suns tonight. How are the Suns going to win if they're not 100%? I mean, I'll tell you this. I think the Suns will gut out another win, because they're a very talented team, and they're a gutty team, you know, led by Chris Paul. And Devin Booker does not care about the stage. Bit brighter the lights, the better he's going to play. And DeAndre Ayton's coming along, all this. I think they'll gut out another win. But with a compromised Chris Paul, you ain't going to beat the Lakers, especially as they get their rhythm back. What I say, the play-in might be good for them. Get a game or two under their belt before you head into the playoffs. Now they've played three postseason games. The play-in game, which they won, and then a couple of playoff games. The Lakers are probably only going to get better and better. I give the Suns another win. But to me, it's not even about just the Lakers winning the series. I want to see how Lakers fans respond at Staples. Because Lakers fans have been spoiled by success. You know, wake us up, we know when it gets serious. This is game three. We already got home court back on the road. You know, everyone does wants to avoid the traffic and stuff. They show up late, leave early. Don't do that. You see what Knicks fans do for a playoff win? And I know you can't compare the two franchises. I get it. But players in the league, ballers in the league are looking like, oh, New York is viable now. That's a healthy franchise now, at least for the time being. Dolan will figure a way to screw it up. But in the meantime, they're selling the biggest market in the world, most powerful market in the world. You know what superstar players have their minds on now? Becoming billionaires. So they want to go to the place that amplifies their brand. And if they think they can do that in New York, they will. Lakers fans don't get shown up like that. I'm not talking about the upper bowl. Again, lower bowl, Hollywood set, not paying attention, heads in your phones, want to just be seen, don't care about the game. It's not good for the Lakers. Pay attention. Upper bowl fans, you got to hold these people accountable. I'll say it again, then I'm going to get to the calls. The Lakers are what makes L.A. a city. That's the one place where everyone in L.A., no matter what background, racial, ethnic, gender, age, where in L.A., they all come together. They descend upon Staples Center and all pull in the same direction. Without the Lakers, L.A. is like a series of loosely connected suburbs. Without great public transportation or infrastructure like that, Lakers are what make you a town, L.A. You better show up for them. I don't just mean getting your tickets. I mean show up. You see what the Knicks fans look like after that win? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Robert in Minnesota, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hey, buddy. I had a lot of subjects you've been talking while I'm holding on, but this whole thing about L.A. and all that, hey, heck with them. Forget LeBron and all the political stuff. I guess I'll go, you know, I like Chicago, you know, but if Kyrie and them can do it, you know, I mean, you know, I'm all for them. So,
I'm not sure what Robert, I wish I knew exactly what you're talking about. Did he say something about Kyrie, Raj? I don't know. I mean,
I thought I heard Chicago.
Chicago, I thought
like,
so too.
Did I miss something? Are the
I thought he wanted to talk about the fan incident. Bracket. That's why I picked up the call. Paul in California, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max Kellerman, I got something to say to you, Max Kellerman.
Oh, it's a Stephen A. impersonator. Good.
Yeah, sorry. No, I love when he says that to you. But, Max, come on, man. Look, you're my number one, man. You're my number one guy. But I got to call you out on this take you're trying to put out on the radio, on the airwaves today, about comparing the two championship Knicks against the 17 banner basketball royalty.
I said I'm not comparing
Lakers. No, okay, well, you backed off a little bit right now, right before I got on the air, but I got to tell you, man, like, if you're a free agent and you just walk into the Lakers practice facility in El Segundo and you got to walk by 11 championships that have won here in L.A., and then you go to New York and you're like, oh, there's two championships there from the
Robert,
70s.
I mean, Paul, listen, you're not listening to me. I agree with you. What's the greater? No franchise, not the Celtics. No one touches the Lakers, right? They're the greatest franchise in the history of basketball, by far. But the point is this. LeBron reportedly wanted to go to New York. It's his wife that basically kept them in, like, got them to L.A., reportedly. I mean, if you think top players are not looking at New York as an attractive destination right now, you're just wrong. Look what happened in Brooklyn. KD, Kyrie, and James Harden, who, by the way, if they're healthy, are going to kill everybody right now, right? I hate to say it. There's no stopping those guys if they're healthy. And they're in New York. They wanted New York so bad, they went to the Nets because they were like, Dolan ain't going to do it. But if now those type of players see that the Knicks are a healthy place to go, of course they're still, L.A. is going to still be attractive. Maybe even the most attractive, but the point is L.A. is no longer running unopposed. That's my point. I'm not comparing the Knicks franchise to the Lakers franchise. Don't be ridiculous. Jimmy in South Carolina, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Yeah. Hey. So I don't want to sound like an elitist, but if you can afford a New York Knicks ticket that close to the court, you know how you're supposed to act.
Yep.
And so that's why the thing with the Trae Young pissed me off even more than the thing in Philadelphia with
Russell. I agree. But wait a minute. I would say one thing. It just because your tickets aren't as good doesn't mean you're less civilized. These are basic rules of civilization. Spitting is worse than popcorn. Popcorn is bad in Philly, too. Like, the fan in Philly got what's coming to him. The fan in New York got, they should be banned. And they should issue formal apologies, and they got to learn from it and all this. I mean, this is just common sense. You got to know not to spit on people and dump stuff on people. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.